The manlogue is all about forgiveness. Our Lord says, when Peter was trying to be cool, you know, and the rabbis at that time said you got to forgive three times, Peter says, "Hey, Lord, how much should we forgive? Seven times?" In other words, hey, see that? I'm holy. Seven times. I'm 2 1/3 holier than those rabbi types. And our Lord says, no, 70 times seven. In other words, fully, completely, perfection. Well, I've been thinking about this. From a personal perspective, I don't believe that I have to forgive, I'm going to say, about 50% of the time. That's right. I've assessed it. I'm a thinking kind of guy. And I've realized that at least half the time, maybe more, I don't have to forgive. I don't. There's no reason for me to forgive. Yeah. And that takes a load off of me, because this forgiveness stuff is tough. And I figure the best way is to sort of pick and choose when I have to forgive. Yeah. I found a loophole. It's a great loophole. Now, some of you, I'm going to tell you this, some of you may not have to forgive 70, 80, 90% of the wrongs done to you. No, you don't have to. Now, there's some of you, you can only not forgive maybe 20% of the time the wrongs done to you. I'm going to throw myself in that 50% mark. And that takes a bit of a burden off of me, doesn't it? Not having to forgive at least half the time. I don't have to. Well, somebody does something wrong to me in my eyes, and I just say, hey, I've realized I don't have to forgive them. My difficult relative, my grown children, my spouse. There's a lot of times when I believe I'm called to forgive, but if I looked at it objectively, I don't have to. Yeah, you don't realize how freeing this is. Think about it. All the stuff that people do to you in the course of day-to-day human relations, most of us aren't called to forgive big things. We're called to forgive the petty junk of human relations that rubs us the wrong way, or that irritates us, or puts us down, or makes us feel bad. Well, I'm here to tell you right now, I don't think much of the time you have to. That's right. Now, here's the problem. Do you know why you don't have to forgive much of the time? Why I don't have to forgive much of the time? Because nothing wrong was done to me. The wrongness, the sense that I have to forgive an offense, is in my head. They didn't mean to be nasty. There was no ill intent there. So if I magnanimously forgive their behavior, you know, because I'm a holy guy, I'm misled. I didn't need to forgive. There was nothing to forgive. It was me. In my mind, I created an offense. Now, lest you think, Dr. Ray, come on. People don't create offenses. But they don't? I'll tell you what. I've been a shrink for 35 years. Folks come into my office. One of the main things we gotta do is to figure out how much of their feelings of being wronged or mistreated or abused verbally or being thoughtlessly pushed around is in their head. I will tell you, especially in marriage counseling, part of the problem is when a spouse sees the other spouse as acting in ways that are so offensive, and they're not. The problem lies within the way the supposedly offended spouse interprets the mistreatment. There isn't mistreatment there. And in fact, I'm going to go further, and I'm going to say a lot of the times it's good treatment that is misinterpreted. Now, those of us who try to be holy and saintly and at least levitate 2-3 times a day, short periods of time, we think we're pretty magnanimous, right? If I'm going to forgive you, look at me. Am I saintly or what? Why? Well, because I've forgiven you. As a matter of fact, you're a difficult relative. And I've forgiven you 19 times in the last year for your obnoxious behavior. But what if we went out and we took an unbiased sample, 100 observers, and half the time they said, no, I don't think that relative meant it the way you're taking it. Or that relative is hurting. Or that relative is insecure. Or that relative, sadly, has so many discontents in his or her life. There isn't anything to forgive, because the offense doesn't exist. In reality, it does not exist. Or even if it happened, it didn't happen with ill intent. It didn't happen with a deliberate desire to hurt. It was humanness. It was immaturity. It was short-sightedness. It was thoughtlessness. How many times do spouses get mad at their spouse because their spouse didn't act a certain way, but the spouse didn't mean anything by it? It was human frailty. Am I magnanimous because I forgive your human frailty toward me? No. I have realized that in much of my life, that I feel so wonderful about myself because I'm so daggone forgiving, that the problem is me. There was nothing to forgive. It was in my head. And you know as well as I do that the vast bulk of what we have to forgive occurs in the context of human relationships and in the context of close human relationships. That's most of it for most of us. I don't have to forgive that somebody broke into my house and trashed the place. That doesn't happen that often. I don't have to forgive that my kid took a key to the side of my car and totally ruined it. Doesn't happen that often. But in terms of human communication, human interaction, human relations, there's a bunch of stuff that I am very prone to misinterpret. I am very prone to take personally. I am very prone to see as offense when none was intended. Or if it was intended, maybe in that interaction, I was the one more wrong. I'm the one who needs the forgiveness, not that person. And the danger, the big danger, is that I get all spiritually full of myself. Because I've forgiven. I'm forgiving. I'm a forgiving guy. Yes, look what she said to me. I'm called to forgive. Yeah, people can be hurtful and they can say a lot of nasty things. I'm not minimizing that. But I am saying that much of what we are called to forgive is in our heads. Take it from a shrink. So I feel relieved. The burden for me is over. 50% or more of the time, I don't have to forgive. That's right. Because there's no wrong to forgive.